This is the BBC Home Service.
Mr. Greenslade, don't you get fatigued with saying that?
Frankly, I do.
Then why don't you do something about it, Bunter?
I have. You know when I said, this is the BBC Home Service?
Yes.
Well, at the same time, I was thinking, long live the ITV! What's this? What is it?
BBC sharpshooters, halt. Take aim. Fire.
Ouch! Sir.
So perish all enemies of the Queen.
Sir Greenslade, you were all enemies of the Queen. On your feet now, come on. That was only a recording of John Snag and his merry huntsman. Now remove that fake bullet hole and replace it with an announcement. Go on, wall boy, give us the old Till Eugen spiel.
Well, tonight, the Jinshaw brings you a dramatized version of What's My Line?
Yes, folks, welcome to What's My Line? Thank you, Eugene Goossens. And welcome to What's My Line, folks. Now, you all know the rules, so here they are again. Several competitors will sign in and do some mime as a clue to his or her occupation. And for the first correct answer, the prize will be 64. And now, will the first competitor sign in, please?
Betty Siegel.
Mr. Eddie Niekroon. Now, sir, will you stand in this revolving bath and do a mime?
By all means. My mime starts when I was a student of archaeology at the Royal Naval College of Music.
Quiet. Quiet, boy. Now, here is your oral examiner. To examine your oral.
Why you?
Please, will he now sign in? I know that thing.
Actually, is right pipe fine.
Thank you, music students. And now my mime is this. Eulet, who wrote The Yellow Road of Texas?
I'm sorry, sir, I can't sneak at a friend.
Wrong! Second question.
Give them time.
When did you last see your father?
When I had my glasses on.
Wrong. It's a picture.
Where's it showing?
At the Blue Hall, Islington.
Is there a matinee today?
Yes, but they're only showing Whistler's Mother.
Ah, musical.
Mr. Spriggs, what instrument is this lad studying?
Neddy, lad, please, something nice for the gentleman. Hark at that, sir. Hark at that.
This lad has the gift of melody. Melody divine.
It is indeed.
Play it in a different key, boy. Yes. Stop, please. Stop.
Please stop, Nitty. The gentleman is overcome.
You know, I find that tune quite touching. What was it?
Students, I know you love melody.
Nelly, come over here. Come over here, please, please. You shouldn't sit so far away, lad.
I don't mind, except when it rains.
Why?
I'm outside.
Well, don't you find it difficult to follow what the teacher's saying?
Oh, no. I can't hear him.
I do wish there were more idiots like you.
But there are more idiots like me. Aren't there?
Yeah.
Great spawn of nukes. That voice, that bearing.
You're not Sir Malcolm Sargent.
You're right. You're dead right, you know. I'm not Sir Malcolm Sargent. I'm a student in this school. I'm studying to play the telephone in E-flat.
In that case, you'd better sign in.
Okay. Mr. E. How do you spell that, Echo?
Double C-L-E-S.
Mr. T-F, double C-L-E-S.
T-F?
The famous.
Thank you. Now, just step into this dangerous street and do your mime.
Thank you.
And now will the next challenger sign in, please?
Max Galbraith.
Did anyone guess Max Galbraith's line?
Mouth organ player.
No, though I admit that he certainly tried to give that impression.
Oh.
So, will the next challenger sign in, please?
Count Jim Eyes, Moriarty. Count of 10, Second Baron Lands, and Marquis de la Refreshments.
Well, Count, do your mime.
Right, my mime is this.
Good mime!
I have an urgent message from Major Bloodnock. He wants the number of a good tailor.
Why?
He's in a phone box. Naked.
Naked? Why did he remove his nether garments?
They were filthy, buddy.
Gentlemen, this is a job for the police laundry.
Impossible, sir. Bloodluck's on the laundry band list.
Why?
He plays with the laundry band.
Ta-da!
I don't wish to do that.
They forgot their instrument.
Apart from that, they discovered the truth about those nicotine stains in his shirt.
You mean...
Yes, they were hand-painted.
Well, folks, as nobody's guessed Mariotti's line yet, will the next challenger sign in, please?
They were hand-painted. Henry Grant.
And Miss Minnie Manica.
Will you both do your mime?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you.
We will, yes. Mime. I'll say it, Minnie.
You'll say it.
Yes. But mime.
Mime. But you do it,
Miss Bannister, weigh this telegram on the official post office scale.
Okay, buddy. Doesn't weigh anything at all.
Well, put a 4-ounce weight on it.
Okay. Oh.
What?
Now it weighs 4 ounces.
Then it will need a tuppenny stamp.
Now, where's that messenger boy?
Here I am, under this wig.
Well, do a mime of getting on your motorbike and posting this telegram at once.
Wouldn't it go quicker by phone?
I didn't know you could travel by phone. Oh, dear. Did you hear my joke, Min?
Yes, I heard it, Henry.
Oh, was it funny, Min?
No.
All that laughing for nothing.
Didn't you get anything for it?
Not a penny. Still, we do have fun, you know, Min.
Yes, Henry, yes.
Working in the P.O.?
No, you must remember that the post office has a handle to its name.
Oh, yeah.
You must thank the Lord Chamberlain.
I'm the postmaster, you know I am.
And I'm the register of parcels, Henry.
What?
I'm the register of... Come over here.
What?
I'm the register of parcels.
Yes.
And the rubber standing.
Oh,
Thank you. Now, you listen to this gimmick, buddy. Ready? 1, 2. Rubber stamping rhythm. Hear that rhythm go. Let us stamp and parcels. 3 cheers for the GPO. Now then, hip, hip, hip.
Ray-o.
Hip, hip.
Ray-o.
Hip, hip, hip. He's painted downwards onto the scale.
3 stone. There's a 2 and 6 free stamp. Quick. Post it to a hospital.
Phone the doctor.
I can't.
Phone the medicine
I doctor. I can't. There's somebody doing his mime in the phone box. Come out of there.
I'm practicing the telephone. But I did this coming. I'm just as coming, folks. I'll never play the telephone again.
Why not? Why not?
I'll run out of coppers.
Nonsense. Here, Thruppence, play us a tune. Here, play something from A to D.
Oh, I only play telephones by ear. I can't read the directories.
He's just being modest, folks. Actually, he can't read anything.
Come on, lad. What numbers do you know?
What about our good old good one? Whitehall 1212.
Ah, yes,
this is that one. Played by Ray Ellington.
Oh, you want to sing this number?
Yeah, I guess. I've got a gal who lives up on a hill. I've got a gal that lives up on a hill. She wants to quit me, but I love her still. She's got eyes like diamonds, teeth shine like Fort Knox gold. She's got eyes like diamonds, her teeth shine like gold. Every time she kisses me, she sends my mellow soul. Baby, you're so beautiful, but you gotta die one day. Baby, you're so beautiful, but you gotta die one day. All I want is a little loving before you pass away. Roll, rollin' boys, and jump for joy. Hey, man, I'm happy. I'm as happy as a baby boy. My mammy's gonna buy me a hydromatic kitty car. Early in the morning, everybody's gonna shout. You have mistreated me, now you can mistreat somebody else. I'm crying, yes, yes. Happy crying, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, I know. Well, oh, well, oh, well. Well, oh, well, oh, well. Well, oh, well, oh, well. Well, oh, well. Lyrics, brother. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, well. Baby, it's bye, bye, baby. Baby, it's bye, bye. Baby, it's bye. Drop dead, blue tone woman, I'm blue.
Thank you very much, Mr. Seacombe. You danced divinely, you know.
You too.
Are you married?
You're very light on my feet.
Oh, dear.
Light on my feet?
Yeah. Yeah, round white, one, two, my.
We did, Constable. We're looking for Major Budnock, who is missing, you understand.
Well, the next contestant can help you there. Willie Tiny Mike, please.
A-L-A-S-K-A.
It's Alaska, the well-known piece of land. Will Alaska do its mime?
Mush! Mush! Mish! Mash! Mush! Minch! Munch! 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 I think that's a lot. Yeah. Alaska, 40 below and 3 on top. This bathing costume isn't very warm.
Of course not. You got the shoulder strap unbuttoned.
Is your bathing costume warm?
Yeah, I wear it under a fur coat.
You fisherman's knit.
What? You be careful how you talk to me.
I don't wish to do this.
Do you know Lord Strongbowley?
No.
Well, you just be careful what you say then.
All right, time.
He might be listening.
Lava, come back to me. Now, look. You'll never get suntanned like that. Here, hold this violin.
Oh, will that make me suntanned?
If you play it naked in the Sahara, yes.
Hey, here we are. Wait a minute.
What?
What are we doing in Alaska?
Following the trail of Major Bloodnock's phone box.
Oh, what do you come all the way to Alaska in a phone box for?
A long distance call. Now, unroll that portable road.
Right.
Ooh. Strain! Strain!
You take
the end of the tennis frame. There, up there. On your left there.
The pavement. Oh, dear. Oh, what a bit of luck. This road leads straight to Major Bloodnock's phone box.
Bloodnock! Bloodnock, come out!
I can't. I'm naked.
Come on.
Well, come out backwards with your hands raised.
No, I daren't risk it. There's a lot of holly about.
All right. We'll come forward with our heads down.
No. I'll come out. Now, look here. Why are you trailing me?
First, may we present our cards?
Certainly.
Meeting! Cards!
Thank you.
Will you sign in, please, and do your disgusting mime?
Oh. My mime starts in India in 1883.
forward, Major Dundalk. We'll never dislodge those naughty tribesmen from their rocky redoubt.
No, no, I fear they built that mountain to last. Send Captain Spahn for reinforcements, will you?
He's gone, sir. Spahn's gone.
Has he?
Yes. Spahn Scarpered. He's disguised as an Afghan riding a camel.
Spahn has gone?
Yes. Spahn's gone for a Burton, but... Can't use that. But the camel was shot from under him.
What did he do?
He changed to a horse, sir.
Where is he now?
Grazing. Wait! Aye! Booster's approaching.
We shall soon find out. Ask him to sign in.
Lieutenant Pilkington Clegg.
Right, now do your mind, but not too much, otherwise the tribesmen will guess what you are, you see.
Right, sir.
Oh.
My mime is, I've just come through the enemy lines, disguised as a British soldier.
That is no disguise, man.
Yes, it is. Actually, I'm a British sailor.
Then what are you doing so far inland without a boat?
We ran out of water.
Yes, I was relying on that boat to evacuate us. I take them all the time, you know.
Have you done?
Yes.
This means we have to reach feet and foot, sir.
Right. Order some feet, then.
Order! Feet!
Haul down the naffy manageress.
Yes, sir. Bugler!
Yes, Captain. Send in, then. Bugler Bling Butter of the 2nd Finchley Wolf Cup. Voted Young Knots of 1956. And All England Edge and Spoon Race Champion.
Well done. Do your mime.
All right, then. My mime is, I'm here to sound a retreat on my bugle. Does brilliant mime, picks up bugle, puts to mouth, does big blow. I've hurted myself.
I'll get a stretcher.
Don't stretch me. My legs might drop off.
It's the son of Mad Muller. Oh, do your mime, Muller.
My mime is... Open up, Major Bloodnock.
Major. 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 He wants us to open you up.
And let the rain in, never. Take your hands off, will you?
Open up, or I'll write to the Times. Dear sir, this is me writing...
No, stop, please. Don't do that. England must never know.
They never do.
Yes, that's quite true. That's quite true. What do you want, you turban devil? How dare you come to the front door? All enemies, the tradesman's entrance.
Tradesman's entrance blocked with your creditors.
Oh, load that gun with IOUs. That'll get rid of them, I tell you.
Let him in, Major.
What?
I'll keep him covered with this roof.
All right, son of Muller. Come in. But I'm warning you. If there's any mud on your boots, we shall fire.
Now, Bloodnock, me come to challenge you to fight a duel.
Fight a duel? I refuse, sir. I'll fight anyone else but a duel.
Bloodnock, you're acting like a coward.
I'm not acting.
Name your weapon.
As an Englishman, sir, I choose the weapons of my country.
What?
Conkers, sir.
Conkers, mate? You make me laugh, mate.
What? I'll show you. Step outside. That's got rid of him.
That's what you think.
So you're back. Well, I'm going to teach you a lesson, sir. Son of Muller, stand where you are. Captain Seagoon.
Sir!
Stand on that chair over there.
Right, sir.
Eccles.
Yes.
stand on top of that cupboard with this picture of Queen Victoria.
Okay.
Sergeant O'Malley?
Yes, sir.
You stand in this elephant's foot umbrella.
Right, sir. What does Blue Bottle do?
I'll wrap myself in this cardboard Union Jack and lay under the sink.
Well thought out, lad.
We'll show you, Mad Muller. Abdel?
Yes, sir. Send the gunboat.
Kneel behind this copy of the Times, and I'll lay this in a hammock over the stove and hold this feather.
All right, sir.
There now. Son of Muller.
Now what?
Now get out.
All right. All right, Bloodnock. You win by a brilliant underhand trick. I give up. I'll lay my cards on the table.
Cad 16, pay pontoons only. Thank you, gentlemen. Tomorrow, Jim Bowler, son of Tom.
Well, I'm afraid the time's up, folks, and nobody guessed any of our contestants' occupations. So will the contestants all line up and tell the listeners what's their line?
I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Well, yes, all the contestants have guessed their own occupations correctly. So good night from What's My Line?
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Redinger Quartet, Max Geldray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Harry Stevens. Announcer Wally Greenslade. The program produced by Pat Dixon.